Now, onto the question of the missing Malaysian airliner. There's still no firm sign of it. It went missing 2 weeks ago tonight, despite an intensified search operation in the southern Indian Ocean, where no nearer to knowing what happened. Australian officials say that although weather conditions were good, there were no sightings of the object that we heard quite a lot about yesterday, an object of about 22 metres long that was seen on newly released Chinese satellite pictures. Captain Van Gurley is a senior manager in the Advanced Mathematics Application Division with Metron Inc., who spent 26 years in the United States Navy specializing in oceanography and undersea research. Captain Gurley, really appreciate you talking to us. Tell me, first of all, how significant do you think it is that the aircraft has still not been found?
Well, it's good to be with you this evening. This is this entire operation is one that's going to take a lot of time, and I think it's best to caution patients on all accounts. It won't be found quickly, and it won't be found easily. Our company was involved with the discovery of the wreck of Air France 447, and in that case, it took us 6 days to find the first bit of wreckage in the South Atlantic and over 2 years to find the wreckage on the ocean bottom.
You will know what some of the speculation is about this aircraft. Without trying to pander to any of those, does the fact that it's been so difficult to even locate it answer any questions?
Well, and I'm sorry because the connection's cutting in and out, so I didn't hear the full question, but I think I got the gist of it. One issue that is making this much more complicated than any other search that I'm familiar with is the remoteness of the area. And so that is what is – that and the weather conditions are what's conspiring to take – make this even longer if, in fact, the southern Indian Ocean off of Perth, Australia is the correct area. The other issue we're dealing with is the fact that it appears the plane flew for at least 7 hours without getting any information sent back to the ground stations, and that, of course, has created this area of uncertainty that is pretty much half of the Indian Ocean basin.
Yeah, it's been described as like searching for a needle in a haystack, and perhaps that would actually be easier than the vast Indian Ocean that is being searched at the moment. I wonder which tools would best be used in this search from a Metron Inc. point of view.
And in fact, I would actually say that we're not yet even searching for a needle in a haystack. I think we're still at the stage of trying to find the right haystack in which to search. So there are a number of tools that have to be brought to bear. Some of them are and some of them may be, but we're just not familiar because I'm on the outside watching this like everybody else. One set of tools is to make sure that all of the possible information sources that could have detected the aircraft are being pored over and carefully screened. Radar data, satellite data, anything that may have held contact on this aircraft while it was still in flight needs to be double and triple checked. The second thing is to have is to use some tools, and the company I'm with, Metron, specializes in these that are based on a mathematical formulation known as Bayesian search theory, which takes all the information that we gather, even stuff that is very uncertain, and it provides a way to look at that systematically and then from that decipher what is the best way to go about and systematically search the areas of highest probability to have the best success of finding the plane in the shortest amount of time.
There have been a lot of comparisons made with this search, between this search and the search for Air France 447 off the coast of Brazil. What were the tools that were used there that might come into play here to locate the aircraft?
Well, and I can speak about the Air France 447 case, and it is a great analogy here. Again, it was a modern jet airliner in the modern era that disappeared from radar for unknown reasons and caused a quick reaction. In that particular case, we had some advantages we don't have in this case. We knew fairly certain within about 40 miles of where the plane had likely gone down. And that started what we're seeing now, which was what we call a wide area search, using planes and aircraft and ships to scour the area and look for the debris field. Once the debris field can be positively identified, that we know where it is, then it's a matter of collecting all the bits that we can still find, carefully cataloging when and where they're found, and then using techniques with our oceanographers to backtrack those positions to where the likely impact point was. Once we know that, then we can start using undersea mechanisms to start searching for first the underwater beacons that the plane is equipped with to see if we can detect those signals, and that will help us very quickly get to the wreckage site. And even without that, and we never heard those pingers in Air France 447, using a wide variety of deep ocean equipment, remote operated vehicles, autonomous undersea vehicles, basically robot submarines, to go down and map across the ocean floor looking for objects that shouldn't be there, man-made objects. And when we find a collection of man-made objects on the ocean floor, in the case of Air France 447, that was the wreckage site.
Even with all your experience at in the U.S. Navy as a captain there, is there a possibility, nevertheless, that we may never find this vehicle, this aircraft, and never find out what happened to it?
You know, as time goes on, this whole process becomes much more difficult. The tools that I described about taking the wreckage that it may be found on the ocean surface and backtracking it to an impact zone, those techniques break down the longer you go on. Right now we're at 15 days. If it stretches much farther, we're sort of at the limits of where the operational science is in those techniques today. And so then we face a much more daunting process, because looking on the ocean floor with no other information is a very slow and tedious task. You know, we are able to find shipwrecks and things from ages ago through careful detective work. But now, instead of being, you know, months to years, which I'm afraid we're already in for this wreckage, now you're talking about years to decades.
Captain Gurley, thank you very much. Captain Van Gurley, the senior manager in the Advanced Mathematics Application Division with Metron Inc.